USA Radio News.
An 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who jumped the border with his father and was caught by the Border Patrol died while in federal custody early on Tuesday. Border Patrol agents say they spotted signs of a potential illness when they took the boy and his father into custody. They took the boy to the hospital where he was diagnosed with a common cold. The boy was given medication but unfortunately died 90 minutes later. It can be easy sometimes to be caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but Father Jonathan Morris is a Fox News religion contributor. He encourages you to look to the real meaning of Christmas.
What we're celebrating is something very simple, a historical fact. That a child was born in a town of Bethlehem. Some of us believe that that child is divine, that he is our Lord and our Savior, and that God became man.
And on this Christmas Day, President Trump did call servicemen and women who are fighting for our country overseas and thank them for their service. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pope Francis addresses thousands on Christmas morning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis telling a huge crowd in St. Peter's Square on Christmas morning that the people of the world should become closer.
What is the universal message of Christmas? It is that God is a good father and we are all brothers and sisters.
Francis saying his wish is for fraternity among people of different faiths, races, and ideas. Saying without fraternity, even the best plans and projects risk becoming soulless and empty. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is sending Christmas greetings to all U.S. forces and Defense Department staff around the world.
To all you lads and lasses holding the line in 2018, on land, at sea, or in the air, thanks for keeping the faith. Merry Christmas, and may God hold you safe.
Safe travels and Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A movie set to release next year tells a powerful story of Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood clinic director who quit and became a pro-life activist. Ashley Brachter is the actress who will play Johnson in the movie coming out, which is titled Unplanned. She joins Fox News and talks about the role, her own pro-life stance, and a family secret she learned while filming the movie.
Well, when I first auditioned for the role, I actually had no idea who Abby was. I'd always considered myself pro-life, but I kind of had shades of gray in my opinion. And so when I got the role and I started learning more about who Abby was and what her experience was and the details that she shared in working at Planned Parenthood, it really opened my eyes to the reality of what abortion really is.
Ashley's mother, Ashley then recalls a story of her mother telling her a family secret that she never heard before.
And she said, I need to tell you something that I never told you before. When I was 19, I went to have an abortion with you.
Wow.
I was in the clinic on the table, and the nurse was very pregnant, and she came in to examine me. And I got really sick to my stomach, and I knew I couldn't do it. And I got up, and I walked out, and I chose you. And I never knew that. I mean,
wow.
It blows my mind that I never knew that about myself until after I had stepped into this role. To play Abby Johnson and tell one of the greatest pro-life stories of all time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.